Hi there, future children's book author. Welcome back to day four, our final day of Time Seeker, your free course on how to find small pockets of time to fulfill your dream of becoming a children's book author. On day three, you added your most productive, energetic, and creative times during the day to your daily and weekly schedule. And today, on day four, we are going to match up your pockets of time with your time of peak performance and creativity. And then we'll look at something I call the golden key mindset that will really, really help you with the creation of your children's book. Now that you figured out your natural rhythm, you should be able to tell whether you are a morning person, a late night person, or someone in between. Looking at your schedule, you can now check and see if any of your small pockets of time coincide with the times you established to be your most productive and creative. And if none of these times overlap, you can now make some adjustments to your daily schedule. For example, if you are a morning person but are struggling to find some time to work on your book during the mornings, you might find that you need to flip things around a bit and work in little time pockets at first thing in the morning so that you get your creative juices flowing when you're most energetic and filled with energy. Once you've found your perfect time frame, you will want to schedule your daily writing during these exact time slots. And really do schedule them, because remember, what gets scheduled gets done. Now be sure to be realistic about these entered times. Be realistic so that you can at least meet your goal part of the time. You don't want to go and schedule 2-hour writing blocks if you know that this might never happen. But if half an hour per day or 10 minutes in the morning and 15 to 20 minutes in the evening work for you, go ahead and schedule it. Slot in creative times for your book project at times that make sense with your productivity and energy levels throughout the day. This process of finding some pockets of time and combining them with your most creative and most energetic moments might take some practice, but that's okay. Throughout this entire process of writing your children's book, I want you to go easy on yourself. Be understanding and supportive of yourself. If, for example, working on your book for 15 minutes each morning is your scheduled goal, but then you get to work on it for only 10 minutes, then that's an absolute success. So you have to have a certain amount of fluidity and flow and flexibility with regards to the schedule, but you still want it laid out and scheduled in such a way that your goals are attainable. Now, sometimes the lack of willpower might get a bit in the way. One way of supporting or strengthening your willpower to get that weekly flow in place is to set up things that can't be changed by you, that then sort of act like a timer or a placeholder. For example, if your little one naps around noon, then you will set times aside to work on your book during that time. It doesn't have to fill up the entire nap time, but do schedule to work on your book for at least part of that time. Use fixed events in your schedule as an anchor that holds you accountable, like a timer or an alarm clock. Having these set times that aren't influenced by you are going to make sure that working on your goal actually happens. Now, I'd like to talk to you about something I call the golden key mindset. I want you to be fully realistic about how much time you'll really be able to bring to your week. Depending on your circumstances, it might be really hard to find these pockets of time. Sometimes the only time we are left with for your book is on weekends, and that's fine. Embrace that. I want you to come to a place of embracing the weekly flow that you're in with all of its variables. I want you to come to a place of being grateful and joyful in your weekly flow and not feeling like you're missing out or you're hustling or you're putting things on a back burner that shouldn't be, but just really coming to a place where this is what I'm doing in the season of my life and this is how I'm doing things right now and I can readdress it anytime I want to. So don't worry if your weekly allotted time seems very sparse and if there are really just a couple of small pockets of time to work with. With the creation of the schedule, we now set our focus beyond the necessary things of just running your life. And that's great. That's where we want to be. Be grateful for those 15, 20 minutes a day that you can use to pour your creativity into your dream of writing your children's book. Rather than feeling frustrated, feel grateful and appreciate the process and the time you do have. You've made it. Congratulations. You've made it through the free 4-part Time Seeker course. I'm beyond excited for you and your journey to becoming a published children's book author. If you're ready for the next step, feel free to check out my book, How to Self-Publish a Children's Book, that will provide you with everything you need to know to write, illustrate, publish, and market your paperback and ebook. Please feel free to contact me at hello@eviejones.com and let me know how this course has helped, and more importantly, how you applied what you've learned here. I love hearing from you, and I read every message I receive. Until then, see you soon.